bikin paling romantis. Bergandeng tangan, bermain angan yang syahdu. Kita bikin romantis, yang paling romantis.
Sambil gandengan tangan, hati pelukan.
Kita bikin romantis.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Melingkar searah, tarik embun sejuta sentuhan, pahit mengaju penghap, seribu satu perasaan bergabung setangkup senada, curam-curam berkeliaran.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listeners and viewers of Voice of Indonesia, we know that today the situation in Gaza is back to unstable conditions since that Israel and Hamas, the two conflicting parties, are in a very big questions today, since the Israelis and Hamas are in the midst of a 6 weeks ceasefire, but since that there is a validity to this agreement. And today we would like to discuss about the current situation in Gaza, especially and in Palestine in general, with two Middle East analysts who has been on the Zoom. I would like to greet Pak Faisal Assegaf. Hello, Pak Faisal.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Pak Faisal?
Fine, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Okay. And on the other line, we have Pak Taufik Ramlan Wijaya. Hello, Pak. Apa kabar, Pak Taufik?
Hello, Pak. Good morning to you. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi
wabarakatuh. Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Okay, Pak Faisal and also Pak Taufik, as we know that Israel and Hamas are in the midst of a 6 week ceasefire, 42 days actually. But Gaza ceasefire was thrown into doubt since on Monday, yesterday, Hamas said that it would stop releasing hostages, accusing Israel of violating the agreement, I mean the ceasefire agreement. But on the other side, Israel's defense minister said that Hamas announcement violated the deal, I mean the agreement, the ceasefire agreement. So the military is in the highest level of readiness in Gaza and for domestic defense. Pak Taufik, Pak Faisal, we would like to know on your assessment, on your observer, what is happening now in Gaza actually since, yes, as we know that there are some people who has been killed in a few days. Faisal first.
If we think about the permanent ceasefire in Gaza, that's a wrong narrative. I mean, we cannot have a permanent ceasefire in Gaza. If we believe there will be a permanent ceasefire in Gaza, it means we deny the right for the Palestinians to fight against its occupier, the Israel. So, if we look at that from the first Gaza war from December 2008 until January 29, and then the second in November 2012, I was there in Gaza. It's just the ceasefire lasted for 3 years. Mm-hmm. And then from 2012 until 2014 just lasted for 3 years. And then from 2014 until 2021, it lasts for 7 years, and then 2 years again before the October 7 attacks in 2023. So we cannot push for the permanent ceasefire in Gaza, because it will deny the right for Palestinians to fight against its occupier.
It's okay. So it is a wrong narrative. It is a wrong implementation. We say that there should be a permanent ceasefire in Gaza. That's what you want to say, Pak Faisal, right?
Yes, of course.
Okay, thank you. I would like to know what is the opinion from Pak Taufik Ramlan Wijaya. Please, Pak Taufik.
Thank you, Pak. Firstly, I'd like to quote what Donald Trump has said before the ceasefire and before he was in the office.
Yes.
He said, I doubt that. He doubted that there will be a permanent ceasefire, not because of Hamas or the Palestinian people, it's because of the attitude of the Israeli government. Because he doubts that they will commit to the term and agreement. Although it has been how many months since May 2024?
Yes,
it has been a discussion talks between both parties, mediated by Qatar and US.
Yeah.
So it's a long term. It's a long time to come to term, both of them. Not because of in the side of Hamas, in my opinion, it's because in the side of Israeli government. So this is one thing, and the second thing, I look at the history of the character of the Israeli people. It is there has never been a commitment or obedient to the resolution of the UN, even.
Mm.
So this is the fact in the history that, as Faisal mentioned earlier, that for them, for the Israeli government, I would say that, to come to term and then to obey what has been agreed upon is very difficult for them. You mentioned earlier, just few days, or even maybe few hours after the agreement signed, they killed some Palestinians, civilians. And now today we read the news that Hamas will hold back everything, because from time to time the Israeli keep violating the agreement. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I will be back to you, Pak Taufik, and I want to make an end to Pak Faisal. Pak Faisal, you said that this is a wrong narrative, and then it is like annoying the fighter, the Hamas fighter, to get their independence. But don't you think that this ceasefire agreements on place, and every parties are agree with this, and then they implement it right in the right track. So don't you think that this permanent ceasefire will be a way to reach the Palestinians' independence, or there will be Gaza will be in a very sad place for its own people.
Yes, from the October 7 attack in 2023, the ball is on Hamas.
Yes.
So the ceasefire preserved by the Trump before he was sworn in on 20 January this year, that becomes an interest for Israel. Why? Because during the 15 months of war, Netanyahu cannot achieve three goals he called for. First, to release all the hostages from Gaza, and then to defeat Hamas, and then to demilitarize Gaza. There is no any militia in Gaza anymore, but all those three goals fall by Netanyahu cannot achieve. So the ceasefire pressure by the Trump is on the interest of Israel, because Netanyahu got a pressure from domestic mass demonstration every day from the families or the from the Israeli citizen who pushed Netanyahu to stop the fire and to save their citizen from the Gaza, the hostages. If we when we talk about the Trump idea, is a kind of frustration, not only by the U.S. or Israeli leaders. Since the October 7 October attacks, there is a chance of the touch, from the U.S. and the Israel. For them now, for both of them now, Hamas will always be the threat for the existence of the Israel. So that's why Trump launched the controversial idea that I believe cannot implement it. because that's part of the genocide, mm. And also there we know the history about Nakba before the Israel established. And the second what I want to say is that this is the frustration from the Muslim leaders in OIC, Organization of Islamic Conference, consisting the 57 countries. They also have protested how to manage, how to solve this problem. Not only if we talk about the independence, to establish an independent and sovereign Palestinian, it's too far. But you know, OIC cannot push Israel to lift up the blockade against Gaza, was implemented since 2007. How can they talk about the independence of Palestine, but they cannot push Israel to lift the blockade against Gaza? Mm. How can they talk about independence of Palestine, but they cannot push the U.S. to cancel the recognition of the Jerusalem West and East as the capital of Israel? Mm. And also, you know, when Trump recognized Jerusalem West and the eastern part of Jerusalem as the capital of of Israel, and then on December 6, 2027, and also followed by the relocate the embassy, the U.S. embassy from the capital city of Tel Aviv, Israel, to Jerusalem, OIC just can blame. I mean, what Trump launched this controversial idea, because Trump and also Israel elite leaders, they can calculate. The Muslim leaders, the OIC or Arab League, just can condemn, but they cannot push them to cancel any controversial idea. And the third I want to say, how the OIC or Muslim, the leaders of Muslim countries talk about the independence of Palestine, but they cannot push Israel to remove the separation wall in the West Bank. Okay. That was established since 2002, and then that separation wall in the West Bank has the distance, 750 kilometers. So it's too far if we can, if we want to talk about the two-state solution, and I don't believe it can be implemented. For me, the two-state solution is a wrong narration, is a wrong concept. Why? Because that's not original aspiration from the Palestinians. It came from the proposal at the Arab League Summit in 2002 in Beirut, Lebanon, proposed by the Crown Prince, Prince Abdullah bin Abdul Aziz, later become the King of the Saudi Arabia, and never bring to the referendum. So that's not an aspiration from the Palestinians, but that's a foreign concept. And the second why I said this two-state solution is a wrong concept, because this if it can implement it just give the land for Palestinians the size only 22% in theory. But in practice, if we talk about the separation in West Bank, the state of Palestine, based on the two-state solution, only have the size of 12%. This, if we want to talk about the legal international concept, we can move back, we can go to the partition plan resolution by the UN in 1947 that gave the for the Jews, because Israel has not established at the time, 52% and 45% for Palestinians, for Arabs, and Bethlehem and Jerusalem under the international law. But Israel already violated that resolution.
Yes.
As usual, as the Patron said, they occupy the West Jerusalem since the after the Israel-Arab War in 1948, and then they occupied, they have occupied the East Jerusalem since the Six-Day War in 1967.
Okay.
Until now, when I wrote my thesis, I believe Palestine is an illusion state.
Illusion state. Faisal. Okay, we'll discuss this further with Pak Taufik later after we break for a while. Pak Taufik and Pak Faisal, let's enjoy this first.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Ada manusia yang terlahir sempurna. Jangan kau sesali segala yang telah terjadi. Kita pasti pernah dapatkan cobaan yang berat. Akan hidup ini tak ada artinya lagi. Syukuri apa yang ada. Hidup adalah anugerah. Tetap jalani hidup ini, melakukan yang terbaik. Ada manusia yang terlahir sempurna. Jangan kau sesali segala yang telah terjadi. Syukuri apa yang ada. Hidup adalah anugerah. Tetap jalani hambanya.
Okay, Pak Faisal and Pak Taufik, we continue to discuss this topic. As Pak Faisal mentions just now, that the idea of two-state solution is does not come from Palestinians themselves. So, but the international believes that this is the best to address the problem in Gaza. So what do you say, Taufik?
Well, I like to find out from the Israeli perspective. Do you think they really want a two-state solution? No, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
For them, it's the great Israel. That's the main objective. So as Faisal mentioned, it become an illusion, either in reality or in the perspective of the Israelis. So this is the situation. Although maybe the Palestinian people would like can accept the two-state solutions,
mm-hmm.
rather than living in misery, bombarded, etc., etc., for so many years. But not if you look at the Israeli side, they don't want a two-state solution. Honestly, because what they keep on violating the UN resolutions, ceasefire agreements from before now until maybe. That's why Donald Trump said, "I doubt it." And maybe world leaders as well, they doubt that Israel will obey the ceasefire agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And then Netanyahu found that Trump may be a best option now after Joe Biden, mm-hmm. now he's in the office, and immediately Trump said that he would like to clean up Gaza,
yeah.
relocate everybody out there.
Yes.
He said it's a hell site. Nobody can live there. He will make it as a big real estate site. So for Netanyahu, this is a good sign for him to continue. However, world leaders, the Saudi Arab leader.
Oh, I see. Like yes.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
They said, even Saudi, for example, they said there will be no normalization with Israel, saying as long as Palestine is not on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Egypt, Jordan, including Western countries, also us here in Indonesia. It is a chaotic narrative, sorry to say that. Why? Because in reality can be implemented. How on earth millions of people, and then you ask them to leave their own land,
mm-hmm.
so for so many millions of years, not just before the Israeli came, they've been there. Although the name of Palestine, given according to history by the Roman, but before even the name exists, already people in Palestine area, before the Jews came, taken by Moses from Egypt to Palestine, already people there. So you cannot neglect this. And then ask people to go out and then act like when the Assyrian Empire make the Jews have the diaspora. So it's called the first diaspora on earth, massive diaspora, is the when the Assyrian expelled the Jews from their land. But before the Jews came, they were Palestinians.
Yes.
Regardless of Muslims or not.
Mm.
So you cannot neglect this. This is the long time history already there. So I somehow understand why Faisal said it is an illusion
state
for a two-state solution.
Mm.
If you look at the eyes of the Israel as well, they don't want two-state solution. They will keep violating everything. So this is the situation, Pa. although we hope for peace in the area, it's not anymore a boiling region. But if you look at history, the land of Shams and Palestine keep becoming a boiling area from ancient time, between Assyrian, Babylonia, mm-hmm. the Roman. It is the place. But yes, we hope for the peace in the area. Indeed. Anyway.
Okay. Yes, Pak Taufik and Pak Faisal, since we opened the chat live, YouTube live chat, so there is a question from our listeners or viewers from Bogor. The question is for, this question is for both of you. The question is, what is the best scenario? That's the first question. What is the best scenario? And then what is the most realistic steps needed to be taken to settle the condition now, what is happening in Gaza? Who first? Faisal first? Okay, please.
Yeah, thank you. First, the OIC and Arab League has to push. They have to push the Israel to lift the blockade against Gaza. That's the first. And the second, but foremost, is the most important thing that we forgot during this ceasefire. We just talked about how to rebuild Gaza, but we never launched a massive campaign, a global campaign to give sanctions against Israel, politically and economically. That's the point. And the second, there must be a global campaign to arrest Netanyahu and also Yoav Gallant, because the ICC, International Criminal Court, already issued arrest warrant against both of them. This is can be, I mean, I think this is the best way to give a lesson for Israel not to launch a genocide against or to launch a war crimes or humanitarian crimes against Palestinians in Gaza. I think that's the most important thing, to launch global, solid, a massive campaign to give sanction politically and economically. But unfortunately, it's very ironic when the Israel launched genocide against Palestinians in Gaza, the Western country, I mean non-Muslim countries like the Bolivia, Chile, Colombia, they broke their official relation with Israel, and Norway, Spain, and Ireland, they give a recognition a Palestinian state. Mm-hmm. But the 13 Muslim countries that have diplomatic relations with Israel include Turkey, the first Muslim country in the that established a formal relations with Israel since 1949. Erdogan, it's not there. It's not brave to break the relations, the diplomatic relationship with Israel. I think that's the point. To launch the massive campaign, global massive campaign to give sanction against Israel, it must be started from the OIC countries, and also to launch massive campaign, global campaign to arrest Netanyahu and former minister Yoav Gallant. That's the most important thing.
Okay. I will be back for Faisal and for Taufik.
Yes, I agree with that, in addition that we cannot wait until Israeli come to term. No way. Mm-hmm. You cannot put them in your equation, because we cannot expect anything from Israel as well as U.S.
Okay.
So it's in the hands of the, as Faisal mentioned, in the hands of the other leaders of the world, not just the Muslims, Muslim countries, as well as people in the Europe, in the South America, Africa, including if you aware that South Africa, they already have a massive campaign against Israel, because they already had the experience with apartheid. So why not, as Faisal mentioned, leaders of Muslim countries where they are on the OIC, they come to term together to launch a global campaign for boycotting Israel. Not just the world communities. Currently, just ordinary people like us, we boycotted anything related to Israel. But how about if officially the government stop making relation with Israel? We in Indonesia, since the independence, since the first president, we already, we never acknowledge, we never have official ties with Israel. This is a very good example from Indonesia. So it should be echoed to the other countries in the OIC, even the whole world. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, Faisal and Taufik, is to start this. I believe that this our conversation is very interesting today, and that's why we still have another questions from our listeners. Let me read Wati. She's Wati from South Jakarta. There are an update about relocating people in Gaza by Donald Trump, but the Saudi Arabian refused it. So, what do you think will happen to the people of Gaza if it happens? You continue, Pak Taufik.
It will not happen, of course. They will let go.
They will let go.
The people of Gaza, they are. You cannot just say that they are. Gaza is not inhabited only by Muslims. Christians, maybe other Jews as well.
Yes.
And maybe non-believers as well. So, they will not go from there. It's their own land, their homeland. How come on earth, if we are like Indonesian, we live in Indonesia for millions of years, and then somebody said to us, okay, you go. Some other people will come. No way. No way. So, they will stay there. What we can do, I'm a chairman of a foundation working for capacity building, already recognized by the UN. We think about the reconstruction and rehabilitation of Gaza.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless if there is a war or not. No. We will do the work for helping the Palestinians to rebuild their life. Rehabilitate everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's the objective. Regardless of the stages of the ceasefire, this is now we are on the first stage until the 1st of March, which lasted 6 weeks after the 19th of January. Okay. So we already think about how shall we do with regard to reconstruction and rehabilitation in Gaza.
Yes.
We never think about sending out the Gazan people outside. No. No, and even Arab countries will not accept.
So what about...
They have their own problems.
What about...
They have their own economic and social problems. Look at Turkey. The Syrian, they are migrated to Turkey. When you go to Istanbul, it's in many places they are Syrian. It's a big problem for Turkey. How about if millions of Gazans dispersed to Egypt, to Turkey, to Syria, to Jordan, to Saudi Arabia, no way.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody will accept them.
But what about if Trump insists to do that?
I doubt it. As I said, it is a chaotic narrative.
Okay.
Many people, even in the U.S., the taxpayer will not agree with them. They have their own problem inside the country. Economic problem, the jobless, that's why some implement the new policy with the increasing the tariff for imported goods, because they have their own problem. Now how come on earth, who will conduct this to give the Arab countries to conduct the migration of the Palestinian people? No way. Nobody will do that.
Okay.
So this is a bluff to me by the not some.
Okay.
And then this is ridiculous. It was Greenland, Panama, and then now it's sending the Palestinian people outside Palestine. You know, it's ridiculous.
Okay, Pak. Topic, yes, Pak Faisal. This is ridiculous, and this is just a bluff from Donald Trump. Pak Faisal.
Yes, of course, I agree. The situation will be like a status quo as before the October 7 attacks in 2023. But what I want to emphasize is Trump is a role model for Muslim leaders, for OIC leaders, for the Arab leaders. Why I want to say that? Trump is a best friend of Israel, but Muslim leaders is not a best friend of Palestine. That's why Trump always launch controversial idea, controversial policy against Palestinians that support for supporting Israel. But we have never seen that some action conducted by the Muslim leaders, OIC leaders or Arab leaders for supporting Palestinians. That's why I talk about Trump is a good role model for the Muslim leaders how to support your best friend, how to support the country you want to support. But that's not committed by the Muslim leaders. That's why I concluded during the American, the U.S. history, there are two presidents who has great, support for the Israel. First, the President Harry Truman, who gives recognition for the established, for the new state of Israel, just 11 minutes after the declaration by the David Ben-Gurion. And the second, U.S. President, who gives best support, best given for the Israel is the Donald Trump. In his first, term, he gave recognition Jerusalem West and East as the capital of Israel, and then relocate the U.S. embassy from capital of Tel Aviv to the Jerusalem. I think that's best U.S. president for Israel. But we never see from the Muslim leaders. They just blame. They just what we have seen during the occupation of Israel against Palestinians. The Muslim leaders just reacted, but never acted. You know, they just make a blame accusation against Israel when Israel launched massive military campaign against Palestinians, even in West Bank and also in Gaza. But they never talk about how to leave Gaza blockade. They never talk about how to remove the separation wall in the West Bank. So what we have seen, Trump acted against his best friend, but Muslim leaders just reacted when it's called best friend attacked by the its enemy. That's the point.
Okay, Pak Faisal, the world have OIC, the world have Arab leagues, okay, so how to unite those countries, those states, to have one voice to support the Palestinians? You say that they have never do that. Is that because they are in quote unquote that in terms of economy or defense are less than say the superpower United States?
That's why my thesis wrote in 2008, and I still believe until maybe many, many years, there will be no Palestinian state, because the OIC or Arab Muslim countries has different national interests. How we can hope the Arab super rich country like Saudi Arabia, United Arab of Emirates, Qatar, Kuwait, Bahrain, or Oman launch a military campaign against Israel who committed genocide against Palestinians when they depend their own defense to America, to the United States, who is the best friend of Israel. How we can hope like that?
Mm-hmm.
That's the main factor. There is no the Muslim leaders, they have no frankly and also solid and brave, interest for the Palestinians. They just ache for their own interest and mostly become for domestic issues, for their own popularity in their own countries.
Okay, Pak Faisal. One last question for Pak Taufik. This is from our listeners, still on our YouTube live chat. So, what is the terms, or just say, what are the terms there to maintain stability in Gaza? So ceasefire is violated. So what should we do to just say maybe not any illusion to have any independence Palestinian? Just say to make Gaza Palestinian unstable. Pa Taufik.
Thank you, Pa. As I mentioned before, we should put Israel out of the equation, because we cannot expect anything from them. They may launch any attack anytime. They may kill anybody anytime. I mean, anybody means the Palestinians. So, the term is up to us, really. People who have concern, as Faisal mentioned, who have concern about liberating Palestine to help the Palestinian people. This is our term. What we should do? We cannot imply the term for the Palestinian. It's up to the Palestinian, but it's up to us.
Yes.
So the term is to us. What we should do? Mm-hmm. Boycotting. Keep on boycotting. Keep on spreading the information about what happened in Gaza, in Palestine, and then because we are community, world community. I'm not from the government. If I'm from government, we can do something more formal, more official, more massive. But we cannot. We can expect government to say something or to do something. We can go to the street to voice our concern. Yes. And it's Indonesia has been regarded as the biggest supporter for Palestinian cause.
Okay.
So keep doing that, because we know the reality really.
Yes.
We are really concerned about who is Hamas, who is fighting, etc. We want Palestinian people to live in peace. For that, and helping them for that. What we should ask ourselves, what our contribution to them really?
Okay.
Because I'm working in a foundation for capsule building. We are planning already for reconstruction.
Mm-hmm.
Some people said to me, reconstruction of Gaza is the work of a government. No. You can build hospital, small size.
Mm-hmm.
You can build clinic. You can build classrooms,
okay.
Not just a school. So we can do something really.
Okay.
So start contributing, start reaching out, start spreading the news. So really understand what's going on and start helping, give assistance. This is very important.
Okay, Pa Taufik and Pa Faisal, just keep going on to do what you have done and what we will do in the future for the better situation in Gaza. And thank you very much, Pa Faisal again, and Pa Taufik, for your time.
Thank you very much, Pa.
This is a very interesting question. So come to the end of this discussion. Maybe next time we will have, I hope,
sure,
you still have time to discuss this more and more time,
sure.
Okay? Yes, again, Pa Faisal, Pa Taufik, thank you. Keep doing
what you have done
and what will you do for Palestine. I'm Dalan Pare, and thank you, listeners and viewers of Voice of Indonesia. See you next time.
Thank you very much. See you. Bye-bye.
Tapi tidak mimpi-mimpiku. Kau bisa lupakan tanganku, tapi tidak mimpi-mimpiku. Kau bisa merebut senyumku, tapi sungguh tak akan lama. Kau bisa merobek hatiku, tapi aku tahu obatnya. Manusia manusia kuat, itu kita. Jiwa jiwa yang kuat, itu kita. Manusia manusia kuat, itu kita. Jiwa jiwa yang kuat, itu kita. Kau bisa hitamkan putihku, kau takkan gelapkan apapun. Kau bisa runtuhkan jalanku, kan ku temukan jalan yang lain. Manusia manusia kuat, itu kita. Jiwa jiwa yang kuat, itu kita. Manusia kuat, itu kita. Jiwa jiwa yang kuat, itu kita. Itu kita, manusia manusia kuat. Itu kita, jiwa jiwa yang kuat. Itu kita, manusia manusia kuat. Itu kita, jiwa jiwa yang kuat. Itu kita, manusia kuat. Itu kita, jiwa jiwa yang kuat. Itu kita, kau bisa. Patahkan kakiku, patah tanganku, rebut senyumku. Hitamkan putihnya hatiku, tapi tidak mimpi-mimpiku.
Indonesia's government to form working group on nuclear power plant development. Regional health offices have vital role in free screening. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Indonesia's National Development Planning Ministry, Bappenas, will help form a working group tasked with revising institutional issues for the development of nuclear power plants. Deputy Minister of National Development Planning, Febrian Alfianto Rudiat, made the remarks during a meeting with the Nuclear Energy Research Organization of the National Research and Innovation Agency and PT Industri Nuklir Indonesia in Jakarta on Monday. Regional health offices are playing an important role in the free health checkup programs, particularly in organizing a referral system if further examinations cannot be provided by health centers chosen by the patients. According to the Director General of Public Health at the Ministry, Maria Endang Sumiwi, all community health centers can carry out the initial examination, for example, checking blood sugar and HB levels. That was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. From Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
sini denganku. Mungkin ku tak sendiri, bayanganmu yang selalu menemaniku. Hiasi malam sepiku, ku ingin bersama dirimu. Ku takkan pernah berpaling darimu, walau kini kau jauh dariku. Selalu ku nanti, karena ku sayang kamu. Hati ini selalu memanggil namamu. Dengarlah melatiku, ku berjanji hanyalah untukmu cintaku. Takkan pernah ada yang lain. Adakah rindu di hatimu seperti rindu yang ku rasa? Aku terus terlena tanpamu di sisiku. Ku kan selalu menantimu.